Cordes holds the distinction of having prosecuted more human trafficking cases than anyone else across the entire U.S. Department of Justice during her tenure as assistant U.S. attorney in Kansas City. Her efforts freed dozens of people held captive and forced into prostitution or terrible jobs. But liberty doesn't solve all their problems. Far from it. In addition to emotional and financial recovery, Cordes says these victims face a legal minefield.
It could be anything from immigration issues if they're an international victim, commercial sex victims. A lot of times have accrued criminal charges against them for prostitution, sometimes not just in the specific area where they're rescued, but if the trafficker has sold them throughout different districts and different states in the United States, they could have pending criminal charges for being picked up for solicitation or prostitution, so they need criminal defense. Other times, there are landlord-tenant issues that they have or custody issues if they have children. There's really a wide range. Other times, they will have a identity theft issue. Some of the traffickers take the ID documents of the victims and will use it to launder money or accrue debt or open credit cards. So sometimes they'll have a credit issue or financial issue they need assistance with.
So Cordes is now leading a human trafficking legal clinic at Hush Blackwell. She says lawyers there have agreed to go to bat for defendants in whatever legal capacity they need, for free.
Any legal issue that a victim has, we're willing to represent them. The good thing about having a large, full-service firm is that there's a wide range of expertise in the firm. And so we have 30 to 40 attorneys, associates, and partners that have volunteered for the clinic. And any issue that a victim has, whether it be small, large, whatever their specific legal issue is, and all victims seem to have some type of legal issue they need assistance with. At least when I was prosecuting the cases, we didn't have a victim that would come through that had absolutely no legal issues that they needed assistance with. And so all of them have something.
It seems like it'd be easy to go to a judge and say, hey, you know, this is a victim of trafficking. They can't be responsible for this crime, this crime, this crime.
That certainly can be a defense. But actually going to a judge, say, in a different state on a municipal or state court level is entirely different than just going to a local judge here that we have in the federal courthouse and making that same explanation. Usually the legal issues aren't centered in one specific location, so you're dealing with a variety of different jurisdictions and venues for the particular legal issues that they have.
There is another, much older source for this kind of help around here, Legal Aid of Western Missouri.
They have limitations, though, in what they're able to do, both on a funding basis, and also they're not able to offer certain services like criminal defense. So if you have a victim with a criminal issue in that example I just gave you, they can't offer that type of representation. And as I said, they only have so many resources, whereas here when we're providing the service through the clinic, it really is unlimited. We're willing to represent any number of the victims on any of the issues that they might have.
And that helps with prosecution. You're not just helping the victims, you're also helping the prosecutors.
By providing the service, we assist the investigators and prosecutors because they don't have to stop in the middle of their investigation or prosecution and figure out how to make referrals for the victims, find someone that they should be sent to when they have those legal needs. As a prosecutor or law enforcement, you don't want to leave the victim hanging. You don't want them to be left with a particular need that's not being met, but you can't provide it. So you have to stop and find someone that can provide it to them. And so by having this resource available, I do believe that we're supporting the investigation and prosecution. It's more minutes in their day that they don't have to worry about that, and they can focus on their jobs and prosecuting the traffickers.
And these victims are getting what would otherwise be pretty pricey legal help.
It is a very good program for them. That's true. I think the range for the associates and partners participating on the program is $200 an hour at the low end to $700 an hour on the high end.
Well, what's in it for the firm?
You know, one of the partners who volunteered for the program, who's been here for a very long time, he said to me that he really wanted to do something meaningful before he died. And I think that the takeaway from that is it is truly meaningful work. And I think that, you know, that counts for something. I think that people want to give back to their community here. I think it's a unique opportunity for them to be able to do so. And I don't think there really is any other benefit for the firm other than that we have really really quality lawyers here who want to give something back to the most vulnerable in Kansas City or other places in the country.